Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being with us. I'm a Detroit guy. I'm from Mount Clemens, so I read the Free Press as well as the news just to keep with what's going on. Now, my wife looks after me. She doesn't want me to turn into a pork chop, and she wants me to be around for quite a while. And I'm constantly telling her I'd rather eat real sugar. I know what it is. It's not a synthetic thing. I feel pretty good about it. Obviously, too much sugar is not good for you.
Right.
We constantly have this war when it comes to trying diet pop. I don't drink a lot of pop, but when I do, I go for the real stuff because I can't find a sweetener that tastes like sugar. And what caught my eye was this article in the Detroit Free Press, Sweet on Stevia. And we're going to talk about that. But first of all, talk about what you do with the Free Press. And I didn't know you had a test kitchen.
Yes. We've had a test kitchen for nearly 40 years now, I believe. The Free Press is one of a handful of newspapers across the country, nationwide, that tests all their recipes before they go into the paper. What that means is we make sure that the recipes work, that they're good, and the reader, that they're easily understood by the reader. Because if they, if there's a problem, they're going to call me. But we make sure that everything that goes in the paper is tested.
Have you? Where's the kitchen located?
It's located in downtown Detroit. It used to be called the Tower Kitchen in the former Free Press building. They had six floors and then another six floors, and they called it the Tower. So it used to be called the Tower Kitchen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, like I said, it's been there for more than 40 years.
Now, have you ever made anything and you just said, "Oh, this is just awful," or "This isn't that good"?
Sure. And that happens sometimes. Sure.
And do you print? Do you go with the story?
Well, no. We want recipes that are good. I mean, we don't want people to, like I said, we want to make sure they work, and that they taste good.
All right. Well, Brittany, my producer and myself, we would like to volunteer to be in the test kitchen. What kind of credentials do you need?
Well, there's a lot of people who always want to come by and test food. And we were lucky we got this taste panel together to test the new stevia for us.
Now, when we talk about this sweetener stevia, you made it quite clear to me that, Tony, it wasn't an overwhelming favorite, but it just hung in there. So talk about stevia, its origin, how long it's been around, and about the taste test that you conducted.
Well, it's been around for a long time. It's an herb. Some people, grow the plant in their backyards. I've heard reports that you can buy the stevia plants at farmers markets. So it's an herb. It's a rather pretty plant, as some people have told me. It's been used as a sweetener for decades in Asia. And it just, I believe it was in the early 90s, the FDA approved it as a dietary supplement, not as a sweetener. Mm-hmm. And so you could find it in health food stores, and but they couldn't be labeled as a sweetener. It had to be labeled as a dietary supplement. Then in 2008, the FDA gave it its what they call GRAS approval, meaning it's generally regarded as safe for use as a sweetener in food and beverage. And since then, according to Mintel, the big research firm in Chicago, the sales have just taken off. And by the end of, I believe it's 2011, the estimates are that sales of stevia products can reach something like $2 billion. And the number of products globally, that contains stevia products. Now, specifically, it's called Reb A is the sweetener that's in these products. And there's globally, I believe this year, 300 new products developed out with stevia in there.
All right. Well,
it's a sweetener.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I one more mention, Kraft Foods, their Crystal Light, which is a popular brand. They are coming out with a new, or I believe it may be on the market already. It's called Crystal Light Pure Fitness, and it uses Truvia. And Truvia is the sweetener that's derived from, it's a stevia sweet, has stevia extract in it, but it's made by Cargill and Coca-Cola.
Okay, so we've got
kind of like a joint venture, I believe, with them.
We've got stevia and Truvia. You know, I can't keep up with all this stuff. Yeah. I don't use them. My wife just says, just get me a couple of the blue packs over there. But what are the big sweeteners that are really popular and that maybe taste closest to sugar?
Well, Splenda was the one that came out in the market in the early 90s, and their big push was it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar. And it's, it's chemically processed, I believe. And so that's been the most popular one in the past few years, the Splenda. But people go to their, favorites, the Equal, the blue packet, the pink packet, the sweet and low. Our taste panel, we had a variety. There were some people who were diabetic and strictly used sweeteners like Sweet and Low and Equal. We had people who didn't use very much sugar at all, rarely drank diet sodas, if any, and didn't drink regular sodas, and just used regular sugar sparingly. And we had one person who was just recently diagnosed as a diabetic, and that person used Splenda, was his preferred sweetener.
All right, so you had a local group test cookies, iced tea, lemonade made with sugar, stevia, and other artificial sweeteners. What's the verdict?
Stevia, held in there. I think that people didn't say, wow, this is really great. Actually, let me back up here. They didn't know what they were tasting, which ones were which. And they didn't say, wow, this tastes really good, or, this has a really bad aftertaste. I think it, hung in there with everybody, the stevia. One of the surprising things was the Sweet and Low, I believe it was with the iced tea that came out on top. And but stevia was right behind it. It used to be that stevia had a bad aftertaste to it, or a licorice-y aftertaste. And what they've done is, through the process, they've managed to get like the sweetest part of the leaves, extract it from the plants. That's why it's called stevia extract. And they've counter-reacted that aftertaste. So it really, hung in there, and it looks like sugar, and most of our taste testers found that it was, pretty good.
Well, whoever comes up with a sweetener that tastes exactly like sugar and has no calories is going to make $1 million.
Yeah.
Susan Selasky is the Detroit Free Press Test Kitchen Director. You can go to freep.com to check out her story. And Susan, anything else coming up with people should be looking out for story-wise?
We are doing a couponing story coming up pretty soon, so it's kind of interesting on how to save, money on, groceries. Given the economy, more and more people are using coupons now.
Susan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Tony.